Good morning, this is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good Friday morning, Alan.
Hey, David, it's the end of the week. Congratulations for getting through it. I know you get up very early in the morning.
Well, all part of the job, and I'm happy to do it. Thanks for your kind words. We turn to an editorial in the New York Times today, Alan, and you and I were talking about this as the election was coming closer to its end, and that is the issue of the Electoral College. Many of the folks on the Democratic side were eyeing that very closely, sort of reassuring themselves that the president would win out, but the Times takes the opposite perspective today, saying it should be eliminated, and the headline, "The Tarnish of the Electoral College."
Well, of course, look, it is not a democratic institution. It was set up so that the small states in the United States would have extra power. It in fact, lead to a disaster when it comes to a democratic assessment. In other words, you can win the Electoral College and lose the popular vote. Well, I think everybody knows that that just isn't right. Of course, liberals have generally over the years been very unhappy about this whole thing, saying, the potential for being robbed is so great. The Times makes the point, and I think that they are right, that it isn't right. However, if you take a look at this election, it was certainly possible that Obama was going to win the electoral vote and lose the popular vote. It was much closer popularly than it was in the Electoral College. As a result, many of my liberal friends, and I like to classify myself that way, have in fact changed their tune. Now the Electoral College looks better in the popular vote. And the same thing exists, of course, with the filibuster, when it looked like the Republicans could hold the presidency, the Senate, the House, and the Supreme Court. All of a sudden, the filibuster started looking a lot more attractive. But right is right. And in a democratic society, you have to take those risks. But where I'm sitting, it does appear that the Electoral College is in need of serious reform. Now, one of them is that some states will pledge that whoever gets the popular vote, no matter what happens in their state, they will vote for. And when you reach the magic number of 270 of those, that's the election. And so, therefore, that seems to be the easiest fix right now.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, have a great weekend. Good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you on Monday.